The second P is places. We need to place people somewhere. Because if we don't place people somewhere, well, then they're kind of hanging in the air. Let me just illustrate. If we have a person here that we just draw, well, this person here, even though he's very happy, he's still hanging up in the air. So one way of giving the person a context easily is simply to add a couple of lines behind the person. It can also indicate something about what mood is the person in. For example, if we have a person here who's in a bad mood, and I'm also changing the body a little bit for that person, you can see there's no neck in this person here. Maybe also with the arms I indicate something. This person here I'll typically put in a square instead, because there's something going on here for this person that's not very pleasant. So you can work with various ways of positioning the person in the context by indicating the places here. Also, if something is happening in a particular place, for example, I'm currently in Aarhus, Denmark. I say, well, let me just put up a sign here indicating this is the way to Aarhus. Right. And I'm in my house, which is the Better Change headquarters. Then I can also simply add that to the, by making a sign on top of the house. The thing about when you are drawing is that you don't need to draw things so they look exactly as how they should be, or look exactly like what they're pretending. They just need to look like recognizable. That's also, if you want to make windows in a house, for example, you're simply just making these kind of windows. And you can see it's about being able to do something that is relatively fast but still usable. Yeah. You can, of course, also add a street, right? So these are some of the techniques you can use in order to provide places, the second P in the David Sibbett model.